Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman member by Avram Goldar, and today we're Zecher Shavuos Daf Gimel, the first parak Shavuos Shtayim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks why Masechet Shavuos follows Makos, and explains that Makos ends with several cases of multiple Malkos liabilities, such as cutting payas on both sides of the head, and five occasions for Malkos for destroying one's beard. Therefore, the Tanna continued with the Shavuos, which begins similarly with Shavuos Shtayim, Shehen Arba. O's are of two basic types that are actually four. The Tanna here listed all four types of Shtayim Shehen Arba in contrast to the Mishnayos of Shabbos and Nagayim, because since our Tanna already listed two of these, Shavuos and Yedias HaTumah, which are written near each other in the Torah, and both are liable to a carbon ol of a yored, it therefore listed all four together. Finally, the Gemara wonders why the Mishnah began its list with Shavuos, yet first explains the details of Yedias HaTumah. It answers, I did a zut milayu, since the laws of Yedias HaTumah are relatively few, pasik shariluhu, the Tanna quickly cuts them away and dispenses with them. Mahadar Tani Shavuos did nifashin milayu, and afterwards teaches the laws of Shavuos, which are numerous. Point number two, the Gemara explains Shtayim Shehen Arba in each one of the Mishnah's lists. Number one, Shavuos. Two refers to one who swears, sho'ochal v'sho'ochal, I'll eat or I will not eat, and subsequently violates the Shavua, which are four, by adding one who falsely swears, achalti v'sho'achalti, I ate or I did not eat. Number two, Yedias HaTumah, awareness of Tumah. Two refers to one who forgot about his Tumah, leading him to eat Kadshim or enter the Migdash. These are actually four, by adding one who forgot that he was eating. By adding one who forgot that what he was eating was kachim, or the area he was entering was the mikdash. Number three, yitzias of Shabbos, transfers on Shabbos. Two refers to hotzad da ani v'hotzad da b'hal bayis, the taking out from a shusi yachid to a shusi rabim by a poor man, taking the item from inside and bringing it out, and the taking out of a householder and placing the item outside. These are actually four by adding hachnasa, bringing inside from rushus of rubbing by these two parties. And number four, maros negaim, appearances of tsaras. Two are the explicitly mentioned shades of se'es and beharis, which are four when including each one's tolda, its secondary shade. And point number three, the Gemara objects that the Mishnah does not agree with either Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph that only a shavua, or asin lavo, about the future, meaning I will eat, obligates a carbon, not Shavuos about the past. And Rabbi Kiva holds on Daf Yadal Rama Beis, Hel Mikdash, forgetting about the Mikdash when entering while Tame, does not obligate a carbon. The Gemara below answers that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel because although he does not obligate a carbon for false Shavuos about the past, he does hold the person liable to Malkus for an intentional transgression, and the Mishnah is referring to Malkus. The Gemara said if one swears, I will eat, and does not eat, it's a prohibition which has no action since the violation is passive and should not be liable to Malkus. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Shmuel holds Lav Shein Bo Maisa Lokno Lav. Although Rabbi Yochanan ordinarily rules like anonymous Mishnayos, he does not rule like this one because a later Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis rules otherwise, indicating that Rabbi changed his mind. This interpretation is eventually rejected on the next Daf. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara asks why Masechet Shavuos follows Makos and explains that Makos ends with several cases of multiple Malkos liabilities, such as cutting payas on both sides of the head and five occasions for Malkos for destroying one's beard. Therefore, the Tanna continued with the Shavuos, which begins similarly with Shavuos Shtayim, Shehen Arba. O's are of two basic types that are actually four. The Tanna here listed all four types of Shtayim Shehen Arba in contrast to the Mishnayos of Shabbos and Nagayim, because since our Tanna already listed two of these, Shavuos and Yedias HaTumah, which are written near each other in the Torah, and both are liable to a carbon ol of a yored, it therefore listed all four together. Finally, the Gemara wonders why the Mishnah began its list with Shavuos, yet first explains the details of Yedias HaTumah. It answers, I did a zut milayu, since the laws of Yedias HaTumah are relatively few, pasik shariluhu, the Tanna quickly cuts them away and dispenses with them. Mahadar Tani Shavuos did nifashin milayu, and afterwards teaches the laws of Shavuos, which are numerous. Point number two, the Gemara explains Shtayim Shehen Arba in each one of the Mishnah's lists. Number one, Shavuos. Two refers to one who swears, sho'ochal v'sho'ochal, I'll eat or I will not eat, and subsequently violates the Shavua, which are four, by adding one who falsely swears, achalti v'sho'achalti, I ate or I did not eat. Number two, Yedias HaTumah, awareness of Tumah. Two refers to one who forgot about his Tumah, leading him to eat Kadshim or enter the Migdash. These are actually four, by adding one who forgot that he was eating. by adding one who forgot that what he was eating was kachim, or the area he was entering was the mikdash. Number three, yitzias on Shabbos, transfers on Shabbos. Two refers to hotzad da ani v'hotzad da bahal bayis, the taking out from a shusi yachid to a shusa rabim by a poor man, taking the item from inside and bringing it out, and the taking out of a householder and placing the item outside. These are actually four by adding hachnasa, bringing inside from Rosh Hashanah rubbing by these two parties. And number four, Maros and the Gaim, appearances of Tsaras. Two are the explicitly mentioned shades of Se'es and Beharis, which are four when including each one's tolda, its secondary shade. And point number three, the Gemara objects that the Mishnah does not agree with either Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph that only a Shavua, or Asin Lavo, about the future, meaning I will eat, obligates a carbon, not Shavuos about the past. And Rabbi Kiva holds on Daf Yadalat Amud Beis, and on Mikdash, forgetting about the Mikdash when entering while Tameh, does not obligate a carbon. The Gemara below answers that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel because although he does not obligate a carbon for false Shavuos about the past, he does hold the person liable to Malkus for an intentional transgression, and the Mishnah is referring to Malkus. The Gemara said if one swears, I will eat, and does not eat, it's a prohibition which has no action since the violation is passive and should not be liable to Malkus. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Shmuel holds, although Rabbi Yochanan ordinarily rules like anonymous Mishnayos, he does not rule like this one because a later Mishnah on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis rules otherwise, indicating that Rabbi changed his mind. This interpretation is eventually rejected on the next Daf. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Gimel, and our standard Siman is a Gamal, a camel. A camel. So here goes. The men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, were riding four Shtaim Shehen Arba camels, and told one rider who made a Shavuot about the past that although he would not be Chayav a carbon, he was Chayav Malkus. Once again, it's a motion. The men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, that must be more on Daf Gimel, Gamal, camel. The men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, which reminds us, the Gemara asks why Masechta Shavuos follows Makos and explains that Makos ends with several cases of multiple Malkos liabilities, such as cutting payas on both sides of the head, and five occasions for Malkos for destroying one's beard. Therefore, the Tanakh continued with Shavuos, which begins similarly with Shavuos Shtaim, Shehen Arba. O's are of two basic types that are actually four. So the men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, were riding four Shtaim Shehen Arba camels, which reminds the Gemara explains the Shtaim Shehen Arba cases in each one of the Mishnah's list of Shavuos, Yediyas HaTumah, Yetzias HaShabbos, and Maros Nagayim. So the men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, were riding four Shtaim Shehen Arba camels, and told one rider who made a Shavuot about the past that although he would not be Chayav a carbon, he was Chayav Malkus. Which reminds us, the Gemara objects that the Mishnah does not agree with either Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds in Daf Chafei Amud Aleph that only a Shavuah, or Asin Lavo, about the future, meaning I will eat, obligates a carbon, not Shavuos about the past. And Rabbi Kiva holds in Daf Yadalat Amud Beis, Hel Mikdash, forgetting about the Mikdash when entering while Tameh, does not obligate a carbon. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Shmuel because although he does not obligate a carbon for false Shavuos about the past, he does hold a person liable to Malkus for an intentional transgression, and the Mishnah is referring to Malkus. So once again, the men in the Shavuos caravan of camels, which followed the Makos caravan of men, shaving their heads and beards, were riding four Shtaim Shehen Arba camels, and told one rider who made a Shavuah about the past that although he would not be Chayav a carbon, he was Chayav Malkus. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Chazara. Daf Chabes. So the Simur Daf Chabes is a cab. So here goes. The cab, that must be more on Daf Chabes. The cab who picked up a man along with his disqualified carbon bull that he redeemed and bred, making him liable for two sets of malkas, which reminds us, Rabbi Hoshaya says, Marbiya Shor Psuihim Mukdashim, one who breeds a bull, which was a disqualified carbon and redeemed, even with its own species, Lokishnaim, incurs two sets of malkas. This carbon, which was disqualified with a mum, allowing redemption, may be shechted and eaten, but retains some status of Kedusha and remains forbidden in work or shearing. It's therefore considered like two bodies of different species, and any breeding, even with a cow, is considered interbreeding. So the cab who picked up a man along with his disqualified carbon bull that he redeemed and bred, making him liable for two sets of malkas, stopped at 40-1 Mako Street, which reminds us, the next Mishnah gives the maximum number of malkas received, Arbaim chaser achas, 40 minus 1, meaning 39, because the pasuk says, b'mispar arbaim, in the number of 40, meaning, minyan shu samach arbaim, the number which is next to 40. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says he receives literally 40 lashes. The 40th lash, which is not divisible by 3, is between his shoulders. So the Kabu picked up a man along with his disqualified carbon bull that he redeemed and bred, making him liable for two sets of malkas, stopped at 40 minus 1 Mako Street, where Basin carried out the malkas procedure, which reminds us the next mission describes the malkas procedure. Daf Chaf Gimel, so the Simur Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. At the Kugelach Championship, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chaf Gimel. At the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, which reminds us, we learned that Kol Yoshevu Aver Aver, whoever sits and does not transgress an Avera, meaning he abstains from a rias, Nosin L'schar Ka'os a Mitzvah, he's given reward like one who does a mitzvah and is given life. So at the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, the boys were given many rules, including don't eat creepy creatures during a game, in order to award them prizes, which reminds us, Rav Hanani ben Kashia says, Ratzal Kodesh Baruch Hu Lezakos Es Yisrael, Hashem wanted to provide merit for Yisrael, Lefichach Hibrahim Torah Mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave them an abundance of Torah Mitzvahs, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Chafetz Haman Sitko Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Kodesh Baruch Hu desired for the sake of Yisrael's righteousness, that the Torah be made great and glorious. Therefore, he gave many prohibitions, such as eating creeping creatures, which a person would refrain from anyway, so that he would receive reward for it. So, at the Kugelach Championship, where one player got rewarded for holding himself back and not cheating, the boys were given many rules, including don't eat creepy creatures during a game, in order to award them prizes, with the goal of scoring 613 points made from a combination of 365 red points and 248 green points, which reminds us, Rabbi Simlai darshaned that there are 613 mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, 365 los aseis, corresponding to the days of the Sora year, and 248 mitzvahs asei, keneged evar shel adam, corresponding to the number of a person's body parts. The Rivan explains that each day of the year warns him not to transgress an avera, and each part of a person's body urges him to perform a mitzvah. Daf Chavdod, so the Simur Daf Chavdod is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. In the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers, that must be on Daf Chavdod, kud. In the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, which reminds us, after teaching that there are 613 mitzvahs, the Gemara continues that David HaMelech came and established them on 11 fundamentals because of the generational decline. So in the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, the potter was designing 3 more pitchers with guidance from a Navi, which reminds us, later Yeshayah came and established them on 6 fundamentals, and then Micha later established them on 3. Number 1, Be'asos Mishpat, to do justice. Number 2, Be'avas Chesed, to love kindness. And number 3, Be'atznei Aleches Imelakecha, and to walk discreetly with your God. So in the Potter's Taryag Mitzvah studio, next to the shelf of 11 pitchers stating mitzvahs that had the king's seal, the potter was designing 3 more pitchers with guidance from a Navi, when he spotted a fox at the window on Har HaBayis and a rabbi smiling, which reminds us, the Masechta concludes with the incident when Rabbi Kiva explained to the rabbis with him why he was smiling when he saw a fox coming out of the Kadosh Kadoshim. A pasuk links the reliability of the prophecies of Uriah Cohen and Zechariah, who prophesied in different periods. As long as Uriah's prophecy about Yerushalayim's destruction was not fulfilled, Rabbi Kiva feared that Zechariah's nevuah about its rebirth would not be fulfilled. Now that Uriah's fearsome prophecy was fulfilled, Zechariah's would certainly be as well. They said to him, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva Nichamtanu, Akiva, you have comforted us, Akiva, you have comforted us. Dav Beis. So the Simur Dav Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. The man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house, that must be on Dav Beis, house. The man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyas Atuma house, when he realized he had forgotten he was Tameh when entering the Beis Amigdash, and now had to bring an Olav Yored, which reminds us, we discuss which karbanos mechaper for which transgressions of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, as Shiesh by Yediyah Betila, a case of mistaken Tuma violation, which involves one's knowledge beforehand that he was Tameh, V'Yediyah Besov, and his knowledge at the end that he ate Kadshim, or entered the Mikdash while Tameh, V'Elam, main time, and forgetfulness in between, meaning he he forgot he was tameh, or that the food was kashim, or that or the area entered was a mikdash, he's chayv to the carbon ol of yored, which goes up and down, meaning it varies based on his financial status. If he did not yet become aware of the violation, the sa'ir hanasa bifnim, the goat of Yom Kippur whose blood application is inside the heichal, and Yom Kippur itself suspend his punishment until he discovers his violation, and he will then bring an ol of yored. So the man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyah's Atuma house when he realized he had forgotten he was Tameh when entering the base of Migdash and now had to bring an ol of yored, woke up the Seirim for Yom Kippur, Regalim, and Rosh Chodesh, which were kept in a pen together since they atone for Tumah's Migdash of Kedosha, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon was asked, Maushi Yikru v'zeh v'zeh, what is the halacha regarding the different Seirim that are brought for various cases of Tumah's Migdash of Kedosha being sacrificed one instead of the other? For example, if a Seir was designated for Yom Kippur and was lost until after Yom Kippur, can it be used for the Regalim, Rosh Chodesh? He said that it can, and they asked, since the atonements are different in his opinion, how can one be used for the other? He answered, they all come to be Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, albeit for different cases. So the man who woke up in a panic in the Yediyah's Atuma house when he realized he had forgotten he was Tameh when entering the base of Migdash and now had to bring an ol of yored, woke up the Seirim for Yom Kippur, Regalim, and Rosh Chodesh, which were kept in a pen together since they atoned for Tumas Migdash Ukadoshav. And the Seir HaMishtalech down the hall, which is Mechaper for all their averos of Yisraelim Kohanim, and the Kohen Gadol, which reminds us, the Mishnah concludes, Ashar Averos Shebatorah, for all other transgressions, which are written in the Torah, whether relatively light or severe, whether done b'mezid or b'shogeg, whether he became aware of the violation or not, anase or losase, those punished with karas or execution, the Seir HaMishtalech is Mechaper. There's Malchokas of the Kohanim attain Kapara through the Seir HaMishtalech at all. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we discuss the Isser of tattoos? That's on daf Chafav. Good, number two, which daf do we learn that all the averos are atoned for with the Seir HaMishtalech? That's on daf Shavuos daf Beis. Good, number three, which daf do we learn that the Tariq Mitzvahs is comprised of 365 Lavin and 248 Mitzvahs Aseh? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good, number four, which daf we have the first interpretation of the Mishnah that the Mishnah falls will be Yishmael and the Shavuos liabilities are for Malkus? That's on daf Gimel. Good, number five, which daf do we learn that B'mispar Arbaim means giving 39 lashes? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good, number six, which daf do we learn the laws of Sweet of cutting oneself over a mace? That's on daf Chav. Good, number seven, which daf do we learn why Maseches Shavuos follows Maseches Makos? That's on daf Gimel and Shavuos. Good, number eight, which daf do we learn about the procedure for giving Malkus? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good, number nine, which daf do we learn that one brings an ol of a yored for Yediyah B'tchil v'Yediyah B'sof v'Helam ben time? That's on daf Beis and Shavuos. Good, number 10, which daf do we have the explanation for each of the Shtaim Shehen Arba cases? That's on daf Chavav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.